all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back here on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, a buddy of mine, the coach of my alma mater, TSU Tigers, Brian Penny Collins. Penny, my man, how have you been, my brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Living this Nashville life is what I like to say now. You know, everybody in Atlanta and Cali and New York say that Cali life. We're living that Cashville life up here, man, in the middle of COVID right now, but it's all good.
Man, at least your cases are going down up there. Down here, we still acting a fool. You know, we got pool parties and club concerts and stuff. I'm like, what are we doing here? At least it's better up in Nashville, I think, from what I can read.
Yeah, it is trending in the right way, man. But we were trending in the right way before. We just got to stay that way. That's the main thing.
Most definitely. Well, Penny, you kind of guys were kind of lucky. Because, no, on my birthday, March 11th, I was at the Hawks game, and the season was suspended. Lucky the OVC plays the tournament the week prior to the week where everything went down. So you was already at home, maybe guys already on spring break. So how did you guys as a staff and as a team handle the whole COVID crisis, having to go home and become virtual and still get everybody's grades up for the spring semester? How was that for your team, man? Thankfully, you already got through playing, but, you know, how was the whole process for you guys?
It was hard, man. It was extremely hard. Well, you were all right. We were done with the OVC tournament, but we got an invite into the College Insiders tournament. We were actually hosting the first round. So we were practicing still. We were getting ready for that. We were very excited. The first round of the tournament with the John McClendon Invitational, which was a former Tennessee State great, and we were hosting that game. We were anticipating a huge crowd because our students were still here. So we were really excited about that game, man. We were really hurt that we didn't get a chance to play that game. So from there, man, it was maybe 3 or 4 days after that, the students got sent home. So once our students were sent home, it just basically was full time monitoring our guys academically, which was something that it was very hard to do because usually when you got an online class, it's only in one class, maybe two, and now their entire semester was online. So I was pleased to say we had a very good semester in the spring. We had a lot of guys that had over 3.5 GPA, and we ended up having a really good spring semester. But it's definitely some unprecedented times, and we're still going through them right now in the fall.
Most definitely, and I know the academic advisor you guys have has really played a key role because, you know, guys, we can say they're on at home, they're on devices. You can't punish them as much because they're not going to class. So you got to make sure you're keeping them young men on task, and 3.5 GPA, man, is a great thing. And, you know, I think, Penny, you know, you've been a young black man like myself, man, has those young men as an example. It really makes them guys be inspired to do good because of seeing a guy like you successful as their head coach.
Well, yeah, you know, we not only myself, my entire staff, we try to be role models for our young men and show them how to be good fathers and husbands and brothers, and make them understand about, we got this slogan that we live by called deserve to win. And every day we try to hold ourselves to a higher standard and hold them to the same standard. So we don't take that for granted, and make sure we understand every day we're walking in purpose.
Most definitely. And, you know, Penny, through these trying times we've had with, you know, the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Rayshard Brooks right here in Atlanta, Ahmaud Arbery, how have you used this time to build the Zoom to keep your young men engaged civically about what's going on around them and to know that, hey, once you're off the basketball court, you're also a young black man in America, and to carry yourself as such and knowing that, hey, you got to do everything the right way, and even still, it could end up negative for you, but at least try to make sure you're alive and come back to your team and to your parents and to your family.
Well, we talk about it religiously. We always communicate about things that are going on in the world. I always like to, for my guys to be able to voice their opinions to me. I encourage them to educate themselves about everything that's going on. And if they have something positive to say, then I want them to say it. And as long as they're educated and know what they're talking about, I want our guys to talk about it. We've also been doing training in terms of what to do and what not to do when you get pulled over by police, what to do if the police show up to a party, and how to be compliant and doing the right things and understanding the laws, understanding what rights you do have. So we do a lot of role playing and things of that nature. But, you know, the things that are going on in the world, especially right here in the Black Lives Matter neighborhoods, and the things that are, and the protests that are going on, and are something that the Tennessee State men's basketball team, we talk about all the time. So as a leader of our program, I want to make sure our guys understand the importance of it, of equality and right versus wrong.
Most definitely. And I feel like, you know, being at Tennessee State, the HBCU school, where your players, most of them are young black men, that you have even a bigger role to play because you're coaching our young men, you know, at our HBCU school. And thankfully, being at Tennessee State, they can get the guidance of people that look like them, you know what I'm saying, rather than you can another school. And I think that helps young black men understand what they're up against, because a lot of people who are not walking in our shoes can't tell us about our experience and our walk. And being at Tennessee State, you can have somebody who's been in that walk already, can lead you and make sure you don't go on or keep on the right path, not hit that wrong path and go down the wrong way. So I feel so blessed the guys are at Tennessee State can have you, a lot of people out there who can help them on this journey of life.
Yeah, you know, for being a team in Tennessee State, we get asked all the time, like, well, what are some things we're doing to help prevent some of these things that are going on in our neighborhoods? And, you know, the main thing we do is we communicate and listen. Those are the two key things right now, listening more than actually communicating, listening to our young men, listening to the pain they've been through and some of the injustice they've been through, and giving them an ear. And then putting a plan of action together. But some of the things that are that some of these other universities that are PWIs are going through, and they feel it right now. We in this little time, this little moment, they feel it right now. We feel it every day.
Most definitely. And, you know, I think also the civic engagement piece of it as well, getting registered to vote, because this is a big election. A lot of coaches have been, especially coaches for change with Carmen Massarello and all those different organizations, are making sure that players and their teams are registered to vote. So however you went about trying to get them informed about the election coming up, getting registered to vote, those who live outside of Tennessee, and getting them mail-in ballots. So how have you all been going about making sure your young men are registered to vote for this election here in November coming up?
Yeah, another one of the most important things we talk about, one of my assistant coaches is actually in Coaches for Change. So we use their search engine to make sure that all of our young men on our team are registered to vote. So every single player from our team, 1 to 16, is registered. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do leading up to that November 3rd election.
And you're also a part of Embrace Us. So tell us about that. My man Brian Burton told me a lot about it as well. So I wanted to make sure I give you the platform to talk about the organization, what you got going on in Embrace Us.
Yeah, well, it's something that I started along with some friends of mine who originally we wanted it to be a coaches association that is going to be basically an engine for change and somebody that transforms, empowers, and promotes the people in our community and things of that nature. But as we moved forward, we realized that we could be so much more than just a coaches organization. So we ended up adding all types of different people. From different levels of sports, from the NBA to the media, to administrative, to faculty people, to head coaches, assistant coaches. We have a lot of different people in Embrace Us, and we got some really good things coming down the turnpike that are going to create some massive change.
Well, if you need any help, but let me know. I'd love to help you out, man. Just let me know. I'm in. You know, like you say word, I got you, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I know you in.
Now, Penny, talk to us about some of your guys, man. You have coming in new this year, man. Year or two last year, man, I saw the improvement you guys made. You had those guys playing very, very well, like you said. You've been to CI Scholarship Science Tournament there. So talk about some guys you have returning and some new guys you want the people of Atlanta to know about on your roster down there, man.
Well, you know, I was excited about this year. We doubled our win total and we tripled our fan attendance. Those are two things you really hang our hat on. Really excited about it. And going into year three, we're looking to have opportunity to contend for a championship. And we have a lot of really really good players. But when speaking of the new guys, right there from Atlanta, we have down in the Georgia area, we have Josh Linder, who just transferred up here from Georgia State. He's 6'9 forward. I'm really excited about him. Also, we have right here from the state of Tennessee, one of the number one point guard in the state of Tennessee this year, Marcus Fitzgerald. He's a very exciting player, lefty. Really excited to coach him. We have a combo guard named Shaquan Barrett, who's coming from Toronto, Canada. And he's an unbelievable player, person. Started off his career at Tulane, started a bunch of games, and then played with one of the number one JUCO powerhouses in the country in Northwest Florida. Sitting out last year, we had Mason Green, 6'10 kid. He's from Georgia as well. Played at Mercer University, then played at Georgia Highlands, set out for us this past year, and he's been fantastic since his return. We have a few other guys, but another one really stands out to me is a 6'10 forward named Shaquan Barrett. I mean, excuse me, 6'10 forward named Yusuf Muhammad. He's can really shoot the ball, can defend, and he's got a chance to be the next pro that comes out of Tennessee State. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are they've had those aspirations, but it's not many guys with his size, with his length, his ability to handle that came through Tennessee State. So really excited about Yusuf. And we got some other guys too, man. And I'll be on here all day trying to tell you about all of our new guys, but we got a really good group, really good recruiting class.
Now, Penny, has Zoom with the recruiting kind of not being able to get on the road helped you expand your footprint to kind of find more guys that you weren't able to get to for us traveling and helping you guys in that regard, giving virtual campuses of the campus, virtual tours and virtual recruiting? How's that been for you guys in that regard?
It's been a change. It's definitely been a change, but it's equal to playing field in recruiting now. You know, sometimes the guys that we really like, they end up getting snatched up by bigger schools because those schools may have a budget to go see them more or spend more time with them. But since nobody's going out recruiting, now it's all about relationships. And they now the players are making decisions based off who they like and who they want to be around, who could they see themselves around for 4 years or 2 years, whether they were a transfer. And we've been doing a great job with that. We're in the mix with a lot of great players. I feel like that this is an opportunity for us to really make some headway in the recruiting process. It's different, but there's nobody has an advantage right now.
Got a couple more for you, Penny. You know, I both know about how at HBCU level, obviously level, you have to play guaranteed bye games. So with the date being November 25th or December the 4th, and I'm worried about it because I know that football is not there this year for Tennessee State to play right now, and you got to raise money for basketball, and the women's team has to do it those as well. And so how are you all trying to go about it knowing that you may not have to get the first few weeks to play those by games, raise the money to help everybody around the school for it athletic-wise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a change. We don't know what the NCAA is going to come back and say. On November 25th, they could let us know that we could play a schedule as is, which means we would have a couple money games in that November 25th past date. They may tell us that fend for yourself, get as many games as you can in before your conference games start. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. And nobody does. But when we find out, we'll make those adjustments and, you know, we got to do what we got to do to make sure we bring in some money for our program.
That's what I got for you, Penny. You and getting into year three, Tennessee State, man. Talk about the experience. How's it been, and how have you grown as a head coach since you took over here from coaching in JUCO now to being a head man in D1?
Man, it's just like I said, the first day I got the job, it's a dream come true. You know, to be back home right here. I'm from Nashville, and be back in my own city, at a place that I adore so much growing up. Coaching a group of guys that all have a common goal to try to win a championship. And, you know, I feel like every day we're learning. And as they're learning, I'm learning as their head coach. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. I hated that we may not play this season with fans because we had an unbelievable momentum last year. And going into this year, I was really excited about to just kind of blow the record, attendance record out the water this year. But that probably won't happen. But we want to keep our fans engaged and the people that support Tennessee State, because I can promise you guys that we stay on the path we're on. We're going to make some major changes, not only for Tennessee State, but for Nashville and the surrounding communities.
Most definitely. I know a lot of alumni down here in Atlanta love what you have going on up there, man. So hopefully you can get down here and play Kennesaw State or Georgia State or Georgia Tech or pay you to come play and you can see you right here in my backyard or at Mercer and Macon even. And send it down about down the road. We can hopefully get you back down here to play one of these teams here real soon, man.
Well, we got a plan to get to Atlanta. Trust me. We may be down there before you know it. So look forward to seeing my Atlanta alumni. A lot of people that I came through with are down there in Atlanta now, living and prospering. So we're going to get down there and hopefully all those Tiger fans come out and support us.
Most definitely. But folks, it's Penny Collins and the Boss Man Show, the head coach of our TSU Tigers.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Is maybe the night. dreams might let me know. Only stars are closer. Only stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.